This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Cuban state television is reporting that at least 9 people were killed Friday after a huge explosion destroyed the Hotel Saratoga in Havana, Cuba. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said the blast was not caused by a bomb or an attack. Earlier Friday, Cuban officials said a gas leak is thought to be the cause of the explosion. After a brief visit to 2 hospitals treating the victims, Díaz-Canel called the incident a regrettable accident. He said rescue activities are still underway. More civilians have been rescued from the tunnels under a besieged steel plant in Mariupol, according to an Ukrainian official on Friday, even as fighters holed up at the sprawling complex made their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the strategic port city. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said 50 civilians were evacuated from the plant on Friday. The Russian Interdepartmental Humanitarian Response Center said 11 of the 50 were children. The fight in the Ukrainian stronghold, a city reduced to ruins by the Russian onslaught, appears increasingly desperate. About 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, by Russia's most recent estimate, are holed up in a vast maze of tunnels and bunkers beneath Azovstal steelworks. They've repeatedly refused to surrender. Local authorities in Mariupol accused Russian forces on Friday of firing on a car traveling to evacuate civilians from the vast steelworks, killing a fighter and violating a ceasefire agreement, according to Reuters. Russian forces control all but the steelworks in the devastated city on the north coast of the Sea of Azov. Mariupol has been repeatedly targeted by Russia during the 10-week offensive. This is VOA News. India's government has rejected a new World Health Organization report that says the country's death toll from COVID-19 is about 10 times higher than the official count and the highest in the world. The study by WHO put India's COVID death toll at 4.7 million through the end of 2021. The Indian government puts the total at 481,000. Other studies, including one last month by the medical journal Lancet, have said that even India's fatalities have been undercounted. They estimated the death toll at 6 to 7 times higher than the official number. This year's Asian Games have been postponed because of concerns about the spreading Omicron variant of COVID-19 in China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Less than 3 months after Beijing hosted the Olympic Games, the Olympic Council of Asia announced they were cancelling the Asian Games. The OCA has not yet decided on new dates, but said they would make an announcement after talks with other organisers. The postponement is a sign that the Chinese leadership is becoming concerned about the rise of coronavirus infections from Shanghai to Beijing in a year when an important political meeting is due to take place. China has implemented a zero-COVID policy through lockdowns and other restrictions, even though globally coronavirus restrictions have begun to ease. I'm Karen Chamas.
America's employers added 428,000 new jobs in April, extending a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation, chronic supply shortages, the Russian war against Ukraine, and much higher borrowing costs. Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department showed that last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%. That's just about just above the lowest level in a half century. Tennessee's governor has signed a bill regulating medication abortions. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed a bill that will strictly regulate the dispensing of abortion pills in his state. Lee, a Republican, signed the bill Thursday night that will require a medical clinician to be physically present when abortion pills are administered to a patient, even though federal regulations allow mail delivery nationwide. The Tennessee bill will go into effect January 1st, 2023. Notably, Tennessee is among 13 states with the so-called trigger law that would make abortion illegal should the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision be overturned. A draft opinion leaked this week suggested the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe. I'm Mike Gracia.
Recapping our top story this hour, Cuban state television is reporting at least 9 people killed Friday after a huge explosion destroyed part of the Hotel Saratoga in Havana. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.